Waiting for Senator Bach. In the meantime, if we could, the subcommittee of committees consisting of myself, Bach, Fischbach, Metzen, Michelle, and Roebling, I'd like to call that committee to order to consider an appointment to the LCC Subcommittee on Employee Relations. The Minority Caucus has made a nomination, that being Senator Eaton. So we'll call the meeting to order. Might there be a motion?
I'll make a motion. I'm on that committee, right? You said my
You are on that committee. Fischbach.
Subcommittee on Committees.
Subcommittee on Committees. The appointment for Senator Eaton to be a member of the Subcommittee on Employee Relations, again, been nominated by the Minority Caucus. You have made the motion to that effect. Do we need a second?
No
second. All in favor then say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay, and she is therefore appointed. So any other business before the committee? Sensing none, all in favor say aye to adjourn.
Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned. Now we'd like to have Senator Bach if he's here. What?
Did you just move to adjourn?
No, just the subcommittee.
No, that was Subcommittee on Committees.
When Bach comes.
No, you voted to adjourn.
You can leave, Gerlach.
Can I leave?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
For the record, Sarah Gerlach voted yes in the motion to adjourn.
Yeah. I think it was more of a mumble.
Oh, no.
He was not supposed to vote.
Oh, okay.
I think we're adjourned, so it doesn't matter.
Why don't we just do it this way? Could you please leave?
I didn't say anything.
But it is.
You did.
Could be on the committee when you vote, though.
Okay. We'll call the Rules Committee to order. While we're waiting for Senator Bach, the thought has been here that Senator Kreif can, this is a Rule 21 challenge or recommendation that this come to Rule Committee, a bill referral issue. Refers to Senator Kreif's bill, 1689. Senator Kreif, would you explain this from your perspective?
Well, the bill was a bill that the Senator Bach brought forward, Mr. Chair, and thank you. It was actually amended onto my bill, and what the bill essentially is a bill relating to Veterans Affairs, providing a waiver for immunity for veterans to sue the state of Minnesota as an employer in federal or other courts for violation of the what they would call USERRA law. The USERRA law essentially gives veterans the right to sue a business that they were or an employer that they were working for. And currently, the state of Minnesota has immunity from that. So Senator Bach was carrying that bill. It was amended onto my bill. And I think what he's essentially doing, if I understand, is he wants me to bring that forward to judiciary rather than him.
And Senator DeKreif, do you have issues with that?
I do not have any issues with that.
Yeah. Senator Michelle.
We have chair of the Judiciary Committee. Maybe you could give us a little sense for if this is a comfortable path.
Maybe before that, the council can just kind of explain the pathways here and what we're doing.
That would be good.
Then Senator, Senator Limmer.
So, Mr. Chairman and members, Senate File 1689 has been sent to the Rules Committee under Rule 21 motion. And essentially what's before the committee is the committee report from the Jobs Committee. If the Rules Committee wishes to take action to send the bill to judiciary, it's necessary to amend not the bill, but the committee report. And the motion, if the wish is to send it to judiciary, would be to adopt the committee report from the Committee on Jobs and Economic Growth and amend it so that when it is adopted, the bill will be re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary. In other words, no action is being taken on the bill itself, but rather the committee report from the Jobs Committee.
And, Mr. Chair, just for point of clarification,
Senator Fischbach.
The original bill went through state government and innovations and veterans, and then it went to jobs, where it was amended with this new portion. And that's the portion that we're that we really want to have Judiciary look at? Am I understanding that correctly?
Senator Fischbach, I think that's the desire, as far as I know, of Senator Bach.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Roebling.
I would think it would be appropriate, since we're opening up our own liability to lawsuits, that the Judiciary perhaps look at that.
Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The question that I had was the jurisdiction. What would be the jurisdiction reason for sending the bill to Judiciary? I see on the page of Senate File 1689, page 1, line 17, there's a reference to creating a civil action against the state in federal court, the question of legal or equitable relief is also mentioned. So I believe it, just for that reason alone, it would be subject to the jurisdiction of the Judiciary Committee.
Senator Orman?
Mr. Chair, I think Senator Kreif maybe can answer. Were there not two bills, both of you proceeding as chief author, and now you're going to combine it into one bill, make sure it proceeds back on that path with you as the chief author, and now it just needs to move to the next committee, and that would be the Rules Committee because of the language. I think hopefully that clarifies things just a little bit, because I remember there were two bills. Is that right, Senator Kreif?
Mr. Chair and Senator Orman.
Senator Kreif?
Yes. Senator Bach brought the bill forward, and then later it was amended onto this bill.
Senator Cohen?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not quite sure on this, but if I'm not mistaken, I think Senator Bach has a very similar bill that was sent to the Judiciary Committee.
That's about 56.
Right.
So I was talking to Mr. Kakalk about this, and I'm a little bit new to this, but apparently the thought was that the bills ought to be parallel with each other and not be treated the same.
Senator Cohen, I think there's general agreement around the table to do that, concurrence by the author. Seems to me, could we not move to do this in the absence of Senator Bach?
I believe, Mr. Chairman, that we could do that.
Might there be a motion?
I'll so move.
Okay, we've got a motion to then move the committee report for Senate File 1689, that it be adopted and amended, and when so amended that the bill do pass and be re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety. That would be the motion. Is there discussion on the motion? Senator Orton.
Mr. Chair, I'm very supportive of the motion. I just wanted to tell Senator DeKreif I know exactly how it feels, because when I was a new senator, I made a motion to pull a bill out of Senator Pogemiller's very powerful committee and send it somewhere else, and this was a formidable group, I have to say. So I'm with you, Senator DeKreif, and I'm supportive of your motion here.
It's my motion.
So
your motion.
Senator Metzen has a motion on the table that we proceed with the motion as read. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. The motion is adopted. No other business before the committee. The committee stands adjourned.